This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by AltaPoint Health, the local business podcast, featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make businesses successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the East Central Alabama podcast. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and today we have the luxury of having a couple of business owners from the town of Vinson, of course, Foundlings Emporium, and also Alicia's Coffee. And I've got Terry Smith along with Naima Elmore. How are you ladies doing this morning?
Just great. Thanks for having us.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad to have you. First of all, tell us a little bit about Terry Smith.
Terry Smith has lived in Vincent now, I guess, going on 6 years. We were originally, my husband and I, from Alabama and did the corporate route for many years. And when we retired, we decided to head home and didn't know Vincent existed and needed a little bit of space around us, found a spot, and here we are.
Here you are, Foundling Emporium, okay. And we're going to talk about that here in just a second. Tell us a little bit about Naima.
Well, my name is Naima Elmore, and I'm actually from Birmingham, Alabama. Grew up in a small town, actually similar to Vincent, called Wildham. And so I met Miss Terry and ended up in Vincent.
Well, and of course, Alicia's Coffee. Tell us, sir, a little bit about that.
So Alicia's Coffee was birthed during the midst of the pandemic. Laid off from my hotel job for a little while, and coffee chose me, literally sipping out a coffee mug and said, I'm going to invest in coffee. Research, why do coffee shops fail and succeed? And they succeed because they're a part of a community. They help bring resources back and being a servant. And so that fit me perfect.
Wow. And Ms. Terry, tell us a little about Foundlings Emporium.
Foundlings, the word foundling is important to understand what we do. Mm-hmm. It's an old word, and it really means orphan. A foundling was a child that was left on the steps of a church before there were other options to do with unwanted children. So everything in my store is a foundling. It has had another life. It's repurposed. It's reused. We are very committed to having extremely nice things, furniture, artwork, lamps, rugs, and gift items that have all had another life. And my job is to make sure that they find new homes and new purposes. In addition, we give an awful lot of money to the other foundlings in our part of the country, which unfortunately are all the animals that are disposed of along the side of the road. So we give a large portion of our proceeds to the local animal shelters.
Wow, that's absolutely incredible, because not only are you in business, but you're also helping the community, helping people get that thing that they need. And, of course, tell us a little bit, first of all, Ms. Terry, what do you like about your job?
Well, I like the stuff. Everybody likes little stuff. Yeah. But nobody likes to pay real money for it, and we all are in that position right now. So I have always been involved with stuff. I used to sell real estate. I used to sell houses. I staged houses, and I'm a decorator, so I've always dealt with stuff, but I hate retail pricing. So I find that most of these things have a lot of life left in them mm-hmm. if they're properly presented. So I make sure that the store looks really fabulous. We have a store. We have the coffee shop that Naima operates out of that also has our merchandise in it, and we have two warehouses. So we have an awful lot of merchandise for people to choose from at Vincent prices.
I hear you. Well, I'm going to ask Naima, too. Working in a coffee shop, okay, first of all, you've got to know that when somebody comes in your door, you're giving them what they want, mm-hmm. but yet it's more than just that. Tell us a little bit how you feel about making people happy about drinking a cup of coffee.
Because it's always about, with us, the product and the customer, because we don't have a drive-thru. So we try to make it convenient as possible. If you're going to spend your money to come in for a cup of coffee, we want it to be one of the best beverages that you have and tell somebody about it. And it's just seeing people get relax a little bit. We call life be life in sometimes, and sometimes you just need a break, you know.
Absolutely.
And that's what the coffee shop is. It's your third place. It's a place to detach from life, detach from work, detach from your kids.
Yeah.
Because we have customers that literally come in, get coffee, and their kids will just be chilling, running around and stuff. But for that second, their parent gets a break.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. Like, we are the bridge that connects the community through everything. So with Miss Terry and I, that's like we're by a bridge. And so we call the thing, it's called Stone Soup. And now let Miss Terry tell you a little bit about Stone Soup.
Tell us about Stone Soup.
Stone Soup. Vincent is a minuscule town. We are an itty-bitty little place, and we don't have a lot of resources. And one of the things we do not have is a sewer system. We only have an ancient septic system. So if you want to serve food or anything else in Vincent, it's challenging. Mm-hmm. So since I have been there, I have tried to get food trucks to come in. And I was always on the lookout for somebody to come in and work in the community with their own way to serve, because we could provide a stable place for them to be. And I met Naima at an event, and she did a real pop-up. I'm talking about a soccer-style pop-up tent. Then I met her, and you don't even get the effect of this woman's personality through the microphone, but she's pretty fabulous. And
thank
I said,
you
do you want to come to Vincent and serve coffee? And she said, sure. I said, maybe you should come to Vincent first and come and see what I'm talking about. And she did a pop-up literally on the sidewalk, and the community went nuts. And this was 3 years ago, three Christmases ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started raining every Saturday. And I was remodeling the building that she's now in. I said, honey, don't stand out in the rain. Let's go over there on the weekend because we're not doing construction. And all of a sudden, people thought we had a coffee shop, which not what I intended, but there we are.
Yeah.
And we have a coffee shop. And the principle behind it is Stone Soup. You might be old enough to remember what Stone Soup is.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
Some of our listeners do. It used to be on Captain Kangaroo. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the short story is there were these soldiers, it's a children's book, coming through town. The people were frightened because there'd been war, and the gentleman came in and said, can you help us? Do you have anything to help us? And everybody was afraid, and everybody was poor, and they said, no, we don't have anything. They had hidden everything they had. And the guy said, fine, well, we're going to go into the town square, and they put up a pot. And they said, can we borrow the pot? And they put water in the pot, and they put rocks, stones,
yep,
in the bottom of the pot. And they said, we're going to make stone soup, and we're going to serve it to everyone. And the community went, yo, out of your minds, completely and utterly.
And that's what they said about us.
Absolutely. They're like, you're going to do what? Because the coffee shop is very nice, and it,
yep,
acts as a community center for us unintentionally, but intentionally at the same time. And in the story, the community realized that maybe you do have a carrot you can add in. Maybe you have a head of cabbage.
Yep.
And after a while, everybody was participating, and lo and behold, you have stone soup. And at the end of the day, they had a gathering, a community gathering, and they shared the soup. Because you always have more to give than you think you do if you act as a community.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We don't have a community center, but we have a coffee shop. And
wow,
we have a little store where you can buy a gift, or you can buy some furniture that you can afford that's really nice, and you have a place you can be proud of in downtown Vincent.
Wow. We're going to talk more with Naima and Miss Terry about how these two businesses are connected together. We're also going to tell you where they are locally, their hours of operation, and how you can get in touch with them, and may even get a little stone soup as we go by. So stick with us. We'll be back with more of Businesses in Our Backyard right here.
The new Listen Live experience is online at RadioAlabama.net. Choose from any of Radio Alabama's 11 radio stations and simply click the play button. Take your favorite Radio Alabama station with you anytime online at RadioAlabama.net.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now, back to the conversation.
It's Businesses in Our Backyard, the East Central podcast, East Central Alabama podcast. Hope you are enjoying this with Miss Terry Smith and also Naima as we get together, Miss Naima Elmore, talking about Foundlings Emporium and also Alicia's Coffee. First of all, we talked about the stone soup, but now I want to know, when you come into downtown Vincent from, say, Harpersville, One of you's on the right, one's on the left. Tell us exactly where you are, name.
Well, as soon as you come on past the high school, right under the railroad crossing, we sit on the left-hand side of white building. It's actually white and black. Both of our buildings are actually white and black. So it's like Foundlings Emporium on to the right, and then mm-hmm. we're the annex. So you will see a banner and everything on the side of our building.
All right. Tell us a little bit about hours of operation, days you're open, closed. Go ahead, Naomi.
Right now, it's Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 5. On Wednesdays, we close at 12 because we have a thing called Business Blitz Wednesdays where we go out and visit other businesses in the area just to introduce ourselves, check on their mental health, and try to build up our own community. And right now on Sundays, we're closed.
Okay, it's always great to have Sundays off. And but I got to ask you, Ms. Terry, what about any way somebody can, you have a website, can they call? Tell us a little bit about that.
I have a Facebook and Instagram. Our website isn't up at the moment, but we're working on that. But we have a starting to be active again, mm-hmm. Facebook and Instagram. And Naima is a social media mistress.
Yeah.
So she's up on it every day, and we try to coordinate our message across both platforms. But you can find her at Alicia's Coffee and me at Foundlings Emporium. We're starting to put up an awful lot of stuff for the holidays. And this coming week on Friday is our downtown Christmas celebration, and we have our tree lighting and parade. And we have, in case y'all have missed it, the major, major tourist attraction in this part of the country, which is the largest living Christmas tree in Alabama,
yep.
which will be lit Friday night. We'll have our parade, and then the whole downtown will be lit up for the rest of the holiday season.
All right, let's talk a little bit about, we were talking about how these businesses are connected. They're actually separate, but when you think about it, it's really one entity, isn't it?
Well, we support one another. It makes more sense to come to a little town like Vincent if you have more than one reason to stop. We're not necessarily open at the same time. I am open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And Naima is open Monday through Saturday, but we do overlap on the busiest days of the week. So if you come to town and you park, which we have ample parking for everyone, you can go right across the street, get your coffee, come over to me and look around and do some shopping, or vice versa. It just makes more sense, and it gives us a lot more room to stretch out. And in addition, Naima has the ability to rent her space out as an event space, which we don't have in Vincent either. So we have the ability to have parties, family events for people, mm-hmm. and it's completely furnished. When you come see us, you'll realize how comfortable it is. In both places, we make an effort to be that third place for the community, whether you come by the store and sit and visit with people without your coffee, or you go across the street with Naima. We're going to have a little bit of music playing. Mm-hmm. We're going to let you sit. You don't have to necessarily buy anything if you don't want to. Of course, we'd love for you to, but if you just need to come visit with us, you are more than welcome.
Well, I'm gonna ask Naima real quick, because I've interviewed several people that are involved with restaurants or coffee shops or whatever. What is the favorite? What is everybody's go-to? You got to have something that's the go-to there at Alicia's Coffee.
So it's really strange right now, because it was always the bourbon caramel coffee, whether it was hot or cold. But now we introduce a thing, it's called handcrafted beverages inspired by the community, which consists of mocktails and NIL deals. So right now it's really, even in this cold weather, it's the mocktails, it's the flavored lemonade, it's because it's different and it's made in front of you, like if you were at a bar or however, but it's literally made in front of you, and it's different. It's something that you just can't go out and grab. So
right.
When they come in, they say, hey, I want one of those mocktails or however. But we always got coffee, but right now that's everybody's go-to.
That's the best seller right now.
Naima's selling herself a little short, too. She kind of slid that NIL by you.
Yeah.
She has an NIL deal, which you're not going to find in a little tiny coffee shop anywhere, with three very prominent football players that she marketed our coffee shop to an agency. She has Chris Hardy, who is a Vincent graduate, who plays for Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the young man's name in Jack State.
Andrew Paul.
Andrew Paul plays for Jack State. And a young man anybody who's an Alabama fan might have heard of this year, whose name is?
Xavier Brown.
Yep. Has an NIL deal with Naomi, and they each have custom drinks that they have supported through our coffee shop and vice versa. And they're quite popular.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And
about
tumblers.
That?
They have tumblers and a drink that's just been created for them. It just came off the head one day, and we got to it.
Well, real quick, I want to ask Miss Terry, where would you like to see Foundlings Emporium and Alicia's Coffee 5 years down the road, 10 years, because this is just getting started, really, even though you've been in Vincent for 6 years. But tell us what your future plans are.
I would love for us to figure out a way to get more product in the coffee shop, some other kind of food, and it is extremely challenging for us because of the sanitary situation in downtown Vincent. So we are working at it, but it's very challenging. If we could figure out a way to get food to serve through the coffee shop, we could expand the coffee shop uses itself, and we could expand into more catering and more events, because we really have the space for it and the need for it in the community, and I think that would be a real service.
Wow. And of course, tell us one more time where we can find Alicia's Coffee, because I know people might want to just drive through and get a cup of coffee, but also go over to Foundlings Emporium.
Well, it's downtown Vincent, 42735 Highway 25, Vincent, Alabama, next to the Christmas tree. Like, you can't pass us. You're going to always see a flag out there. It's a tea flag or a coffee flag, but we're right there on the corner.
Well, we certainly appreciate y'all coming in today on Businesses in Our Backyard. First of all, real quick before we get out, is there a chance if somebody wants to work with you or work for you? Do you have a staff? Do you have openings? How can somebody... Is that really a need right now?
It will be a need. You know, we're always looking to talk because we're building, and you just never know what can happen in the next couple of weeks or months or however. But on social media, Alicia's Coffee, you can look us up, the website, or you can always call us at 205-964-6996 anytime.
Wow. And, of course, Foundlings Emporium, we appreciate you coming today.
Oh, we really appreciate your time. We like an opportunity to talk to the community. We think we're quite the hidden gem, and once people find us, we have some real loyal customers.
Well,
and one thing, even though the hours, Miss Terry is not open, like if it's on a Monday or Tuesday, somebody wants to come by and shop, you always can come down because we have access to it, so we can let you, you know, look around and help you and assist you and call Miss Terry too. So even though her hours are a little different, it's still like you can come in any day and we'll take care of you.
And you can have a private shopping experience. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I call working together.
Yeah,
and,
man.
And absolutely, it's brilliant. We'd like to thank Miss Terry Smith and also Miss Naima Elmore for coming in today, talking about Foundlings Emporium and also Alicia's Coffee. Go by and see them in downtown Vincent. Thank you for coming in today, and thank you for watching and listening to Businesses in Our Backyard. And, of course, share this with your friends. Give us a good rating, and, of course, we'll see you next time on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by AltaPoint Health. The show is hosted by David McCurley, directed, produced, and edited by Michael Giddens. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.